And there it is. We are in the month of April. March was tough. I have a tough time with, I think just spending 12 years in Central Florida just kind of made it, winter just a harder experience for me, because you just, you know, you spend so much of your adulthood without it, and it's like, God, I really gotta do this, and then it just, you know, it warms up, it gets back to cold, and I'm sure climate change is making it even less consistent and more frustrating, but now we're on the other side of March into April. And I figure, what, April, then May? I'm expecting by May for it to get into the 70s and get into the 80s real fast. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting it to be in the lower to mid 80s comfortably before it's even June. If I understand how climate change is working itself out here at all. Fiends Colliders bringing something to me. As we continue programming in a slightly different style, news and politics still matters, but do we have anything to say about any story that you don't expect? Right? Like, I think we've nailed them all, and there's other areas of society and culture to look at more. I am completely unfamiliar with this video. Bear with it.
Why are you making us sound like old, boring people?
We are?
Fine.
I am. You go ahead and be exciting. I will not be. I'm unfamiliar with this, and get ready. I'm going to do my best in editing, but this person's decibels do come in on the lower end.
Do y'all want to know what is worse than my Tahoe payment? You guys thought that was bad. Wait till you hear this one. It's my husband's truck. My husband drives a 2020 GMC AT4 Sierra 1500 of 20.
Oh, maybe I'm missing something here. So this person said you guys are worried about my child payments, did they say?
Car payments.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing this person, I see the TikTok logo, so they probably have. This looks like a skinny white woman with long hair, so probably like a... I'm just going to toss a number out here in full-ass confidence. Between $370,000 and $600,000 followers. I actually want to check now.
I am. I'm just trying to find the... at. It looks like at the Blazy Arnold.
The Blazy Arnold. All right, we're taking a look at the Blazy Arnold, and they're talking about how their car payments, their audience is already familiar with that. But they're about to learn about their husband's or boyfriend's or whatever truck payment.
Mm-hmm. God, I have so many fucking apps, I can't even find TikTok.
Oh. Uh-oh. It's terrible. You don't make folders?
No.
Oh, yeah. When I was using a Samsung product, I made folders. I make folders in everyone. Because it's just easier that way. Yeah, I have one folder that's going to have Menards and Home Depot and Lowe's and Best Buy. Right? Mm-hmm. One that's going to have... Facebook Messenger, text messages, and email in one folder. The communication folder, obviously. The entertainment folder has, like, Audible, where I just downloaded some Robert Greene Ingersoll. Felt like listening to some of that shit. You know, and YouTube is in there.
Yeah, what was your guess about her followers?
Between 370,000 and 600,000.
39,000.
Only 39,000?
Yep.
Did she get started too late in the game or something?
Well, as you continue watching this video, she kind of just sounds stupid, so she might not be that entertaining.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Losing the hegemony wars, eh? That's okay.
Do y'all want to know what is worse than my Tahoe payment?
Yeah, because see, she said...
Tahoe payment.
Tahoe. I was like, what word is that?
Yeah.
Okay, Tahoe, and that is a, I've heard Lil Wayne say it on a song, so it's expensive. All right.
I thought that was bad. Wait till you hear this one. It's my husband's truck. My husband drives a 2020 GMC AT4 Sierra 1500. We bought it in August of 2022. Financed it for $78,000.
What?
Yeah, her husband's pick. So... I guess I should give a little bit of context. She put out a video saying how much her car payments were, and everyone started clowning her. because as you said, a Tahoe is expensive. I'm looking right now, a brand new Tahoe 2024 starts somewhere around $75,000 to $80,000. And it's just like an SUV, a big ass SUV, basically. Seven passenger SUV. But so people were clowning her because she said how much her car payment was. So now, like, she thinks she's improving the situation by being like, oh, yeah, well, my husband's is even more. And now she's about to tell you about her husband's car payment.
You give me $70,000 goddamn dollars. First off, I'm going to pay off the damn couple bucks on the Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the fucking other goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And go to a queer youth shelter and install some ceiling fans, because that's just my obsession now. I think I'm the fucking ceiling fan man. Right? I'm going to do that. Garden my ass off. Have to make different separate trips to the reefer store because they won't let you get more than 2 ounces in one trip. But I would build up an inventory.
Put it to paying off some of the mortgage, man.
Yeah, knock down some mortgage and invest back into the podcasting game a bit. And
yeah.
Really, that would actually just literal like that in my hand all at one time would be change the trajectory of my adulthood.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so like people were clowning her, and so she's like, you guys thought mine was bad. Listen to this. And it sounds even more ridiculous than the other video. Yeah, so that's like the context of this.
Jesus, what are folks doing? And why are they telling everybody about it? Is she making money off of these videos?
I don't know.
Well, I guess, no, well, the...
If what she's saying is true, I'm gonna say no, because they sound very deeply in debt.
Yeah, but it's all about engagement. If you get the engagement, you'll get the check, right? And because I have a coworker that said they got like $500 because a TikTok video made the rounds that they did. You know, so like if they make the rounds enough, you know, you'll get your little check. So maybe she's making money, but I'm not telling people all this goofy shit for free. I don't know you niggas. And why does she look weird? She looks like she's altered her whiteness. Oh, I just zoomed in, and yeah, that's, she has done surgery to have nigger lips. That's, yeah. White people's shit don't look like that.
And she also has, like, really, cheap-looking veneers, I will say.
Veneers is...
Like, the teeth?
Like
what do you put...
teeth?
Kind of, yeah.
I am very ignorant, folks. All right, keep going. Let's hear more about this Tahoe and this truck.
Well, now that you know the context, do you want to start it over? It's only like a 2-minute clip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, run it back. What is happening? There's something obnoxious about her whole presence.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm super reverse racist, so that's gonna happen. All right.
Do y'all want to know what is worse than my Tahoe payment?
What?
You guys thought that was bad. Wait till you hear this one.
Uh-huh.
It's my husband's truck. My husband drives a 2020 GMC AT4 Sierra 1500.
Why do you remember? I would remember all those things, like, maybe in my early 20s. I'm 40. I got the one that the vroom vroom take me to the store machine. Like,
Well, just for your own context, a GMC 1500, as I'm looking at them right now, you know the trucks that you complain about that we see on the road? Because, like, why the fuck do you need a pickup truck this big when you clearly don't use it for work?
Yeah.
It's one of those trucks.
Ah. And looking at the background, it looks like they have a really fat crib, I'm guessing.
Maybe.
Am I gullible?
I would like to see other rooms before determining that.
Huh.
And also, like, they might actually have a nice house because, again, these people are seriously deep in debt.
How is this happening? Who was giving you the loans? Nobody gives me loans to be deep in debt. I'm in regular debt.
Just wait, it gets better.
I have no idea how deep debt even happens. I guess deep debt, that's kind of like fucking how, we were just riffing. Well, nah, we weren't riffing. I was doing some coverage, but I was kind of re-looking at things like how black people are seen as not having pain by white doctors,
mm-hmm.
and that, but they see white people as having extreme pain, and that caused them to over-prescribe opiates to white people.
Yeah.
So it's like, your white privilege is financially drowning you.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
All right.
GMC AT4 Sierra 1500. We bought it in August of 2022. Financed it for $78,000. He still has a remaining balance of, I think it's $72,000 or $74,000.
So again, I just want to say, they bought it for $78,000. They've been paying on it for 2 years, and they still owe $74,000.
Is it like a student loan truck or something? You playing interest on the truck nuts, my man? All right. What? All right. Whatever's happening with folks. And did she go to like a black man's barbershop to get her hairline done?
Maybe.
It looks like a shitty version of a black man's hairline.
Like a bad lineup.
Is this what people look like?
Yes. Yes.
Folks, keep on. I'm relatively cut off from society and culture because I hate everything. All Fiends Cleaner will tell you what I do. I get home, I listen to the same music over and over.
Yeah.
I watch the same movies.
Yeah.
When it comes to shows, the newest thing I watch is not even on the air anymore. It's BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
I don't even really watch that. I don't even really watch TV.
No, you don't.
I watch video essays or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and Vlad TV interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then also, like, by not having kids means I don't go to school functions for the past 2 decades when everyone else has. So I haven't seen fashion and whatnot change over the years.
So if you've seen black women on social media, I don't want to say complain because that sounds whiny, but like, criticize like the Kardashians and shit like that because they're like ripping off black people styles. Like, I'm sure you've heard black people say that.
Somewhat.
Yeah. So this is essentially what white girls look like now because of people like the Kardashians. Like, this is white girls trying to emulate the Kardashians who are trying to emulate black people.
Okay. And going by like, and again, like, there's clearly, like you said, she has these veneers.
Mm-hmm.
She got the nigger lip surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So like, she has now made herself age ambiguous in a creepy way.
That's what they all do. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a white guy that fetishizes anime drew her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, but I can tell you right now, she's very much in style, as it were.
Okay, I essentially graduated high school and crawled under a rock. And every time I peek my head out, I'm like, what the fuck is that? All right, keep going, kid. We've gone off topic. Oh, yeah, that's right, the truck. Yeah, so they've paid this amount, but they still owe this amount.
Right, so they bought it for $78,000.
Yeah.
Have been paying on it for 2 years, and they still owe $74,000.
Okay, let's keep going.
For $78,000. Yeah. He still has a remaining balance of, I think it's $72,000 or $74,000.
It better be seven deuce.
I haven't checked recently. His payments are $1,600 a month. So y'all thought my $1,400 Tahoe payment was that.
So 3 G's a month goes straight to vehicles?
Yes.
Now, I'm no economizer. But don't they immediately depreciate in value?
Yes.
Like, as soon as you tell the dealer I'm interested in that one, they're like, it is worth so much less now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And so after so many years of 3 G's a month,
mm-hmm.
going straight to these vehiculars, they have to resell them for cartoonishly less.
Mm-hmm.
And this, what up?
According to Progressive.com, which I have insurance through them, car insurance, they say within the first year, many cars lose up to 20% of their value, and every year after that lose approximately 15%. So, yeah, you lose about 20% when you drive that shit off the lot. Which is why I will never buy a brand new fucking car.
Cats on me, folks. You gotta get down, light-skinned Killmonger. 3G, so at the end of the year, that's 36,000.
Yeah.
12 months.
Yeah.
2 years, that's 72,000. Well, shit, that's the price of the goddamn vehicle. Yeah. And it's not even paid the fuck
and
off.
And they still owe $74,000 on it.
72,000. So after 4 years, that's 144,000?
How much are they paying a year? Did you say, wait, $3,000 a month?
$3,000 a month. Is it $144,000 after 4 years?
Times 4 years, $144,000, yeah.
$144,000. You tack on one more year, and that's the price of the house we have right now. Intergenerational wealth. This is the argument for reparations. It's this goofy looking prick right here. This fucking glossed up Muppet. Jesus. Just like you're gonna go, me. It's your fucking stupid white nigger lips. Weird. Alright, keep talking.
So y'all thought my $1,400 Tahoe payment was bad.
Tahoe
His
payment.
Truck payment is $1,600 a month. With an APR of 14%.
And so that's why they still owe $70,000 on
it. Annual percentage rate.
Yeah, 14 fucking percent.
And what's the best way to go about it?
To go about what?
Your APR. What are you looking? What's Fiends Kalita looking for?
Well, it's based on your credit score. Right now, my car payment is 5.5% interest.
Huh.
It's usually 0 to 5%. And then it starts getting higher and higher the shittier your credit is. Like, mine's just over 5%. If you have great credit, you can get, like, 0 to 3%. 14 fucking percent. Why would you... And I don't even know why you would do that. But then, again, because you did that, now here you are. You paid already the cost of the car, and you still owe the cost of the car.
So do they, like, just fuck up their credit, like, tailgating LSU games?
I don't know.
I don't know what an LSU game is, but I picture this fucking person on screen right now when I hear the words. Right, because that's a football college. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. All right. Let's hear more, Chief.
Stop coming after me for my bad finance decisions and go after him because he fucking...
No, we're going after both of y'all. Y'all both sound stupid as shit.
But you're saying coming after me. I hate vernacular already. But then it's like, just leave it alone because so much of this shit y'all are taking from black queers and drag queens and shit. And, like, because I get come after, that's kind of coming from coming for, mm-hmm. which is when it's time to read. The library is open.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you gave everyone free library cards.
Yeah, yeah.
You're telling strangers on the internet. Hopefully they're just lying and this is just her show.
I hope so, too, because this is ridiculous. But it's also funny that, like, her premise was... Y'all made fun of me because I pay, $1,300 or $1,400 a month for my car. Well, look at this idiot I'm married to. He pays $1,600. And between the two of us, we're spending $3,000 a month on car payments.
You chose that man.
Like, you would have to fucking waterboard me before I would ever admit something that fucking stupid.
Like, you chose him as a white woman after the 14th Amendment? Am I thinking of the right one? Hey, get off the gosh darn thing. There's a cat here. And another one. Both of yous. All right. I'll call you 14 and 17 or whatever the hell these prices are. Cats.
All right. I don't know. It's the goofiest fucking shit.
And she's smiling the whole time. She's like the fucking Young Surfs guy. The Surf Times.
Oh, God. And I think, like, what really gets me about this video and this story is that, like... That's just the car payment. That's not the insurance. That's not the oil changes. That's not the gas money that you're putting into it. That's not your rent or your mortgage. That's not your groceries. Like, how much are you spending on bills every month?
Well, actually, does she sound Southern?
I mean, she has a Southern accent. Whether it's genuine or authentic, I cannot tell you.
Okay, because, like, maybe houses are just built down there. But the way that window and door looks, and how low that ceiling is, that looks like an apartment, which would mean their living space money is going straight into the toilet.
Yeah.
While they're also putting their transportation money into depreciating value.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if they have an apartment, because I cannot imagine, like, if these are the type of financial decisions they're making, I cannot imagine them being qualified for a mortgage. because that's like, you know, generally between 20 to 40 years of a loan.
Like, nice couch. I like that couch.
Yeah?
It's pretty couchy.
I like high ceilings.
Yeah, tall ceilings are the shit, man. Go Victorian. All right. A little bit. Keep talking, kid. Jesus Christ. Phoenix Leader just, and that's why I said, as soon as Phoenix Leader said, oh, I got this thing, I was like, pause it. Don't tell me. Let me get off the shift and turn the mics on. That's what we got to keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
You come across these things, don't tell me. Let's turn the mics on, get a real reaction. This is a reaction podcast. Got to start doing video again, but I need to get this room painted and I'll be comfortable doing video again. But I just stripped some raggedy-ass landlord paint off of the doorway. And what's fun is, when the paint remover touches other paint that I didn't intend for it to touch, but I don't care, it's all landlord bullshit, I see green and then I see pink.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so many layers of landlord paint over landlord paint in here. Like, how much of the wall's thickness is just landlord paint?
Well, remember I was showing you the pictures of, not on Zillow, like, when we got the house, but the people, I found the people who had it before, and every room was painted a different color.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. So, yeah, they didn't even, like, they just painted over it with this atrocious ass, like, whatever the fuck this color is.
Yeah, it's fucking,
it's, like, dingy white. It, like, just looks dirty, like it's supposed to be white, but it's, like, not.
It's stone-tossed gray. It makes me think of the stone-tossed comics. I'm pretty sure the bathroom, the upstairs bathroom used to be pink. The downstairs bathroom used to just be a part of the kitchen. Let's keep it official.
Yeah.
All right. Little bit more from homegirl. And this person's probably in their early to mid-20s, it looks like.
I can't tell.
Yeah, again, like with all the whatever it is they did.
Yeah, the fillers and the lip plumpers and the, I don't know.
Yeah, she actually looks like AI. Yeah, it looks like somebody said, somebody used AI to make a transphobic joke about John Mulaney. It's
jeez.
That's what I'm, ugh, God, here we go.
With an APR of 14%.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, y'all stop coming after me for my bad finance decisions and go after him because he fucked up too.
Do y'all not understand that when you're married, his bad decisions are also your bad decisions? Y'all are a team. That's what being married is.
Yeah.
Fine.
Or like also team up in different ways, right? Like now where we are, we're at a point where I think Phoenix Leader makes like somewhere about like double what I make right now, right?
I don't know if it's double, but more.
Yeah. At least like some percentage, right? Phoenix Leader make, but then also like Phoenix Leader, like we riffed this out and figure this out. When we lived in different states, it was like, yeah, but I'm kind of high energy and fully capable, especially if you put some sativa in me. And I'll run up and down these stairs hitting laundry and shit like that. So while I make less and I have less hours, I do more chores, do more yard work, do more runabout. I had to wear a mask. Phoenix Leader came out the room from a nap. I had the mask on because I was knocking dust down. Well, it's kind of like spring cleaning just comes natural to us, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because you just... can feel the shift in the climate.
Huh.
You're like, okay, we're getting ready for spring. We're going into summer.
Yeah, your brain just... Because I never stop and think, I'm spring cleaning. And then I'm like, wait a second. I just did all this shit and it happens to be this time of year.
Yeah.
It's like spring cleaning and winter prep.
It's like a biological clock, sort of.
Huh. Wonder if that existed before even Europeans got here. Like, if indigenous folks were just like, fucking gather that shit up, kid. Whatever they were calling the kids.
Too bad he didn't buy his truck for him. I did. So, yeah, I missed him.
So it is your bad financial decision, quite literally, if you bought it for him. Why would you do that?
You bought it for him? I'm telling you right now, go through his phone. Not to look for anyone he's cheating on you with. But for him bragging about buying his own truck. Because he's doing that right now. And he's saying, yeah, Sigma grind set. Like, I'm telling you right now, he is stealing your valor. Ma'am, I gotta get this white woman some feminism. Find me this white woman so I can tell her the real shit. It's time.
It's time.
It's fucking time. That's what I do. You leave young women around me, and I will have them prepared for when they come across a ditty. Yeah. That guy's in the news.
He is in the news.
God, he is fucked up.
Oh, he is going to prison.
And 50 Cent is mean. And also, 50 Cent learned the language sex worker is something I've learned as well.
He did.
He learned the language. And I can't... Don't ever... Somebody take that nigga's phone. Because I read the words. He said, you little sex worker.
He did.
Don't say anything anymore. Why did Eminem sign... Never mind. Fine.
So maybe we should just let his truck get repossessed and keep the Tahoe. Because a $1,400 Tahoe...
Wait, let it get repossessed? Do you get fined for that?
I think so.
I've experienced some poverty. I've never seen anyone get their vehicle repossessed, but I can't imagine it's good.
My thing, though, is the reason you're paying this much is because you have such shit credit that you're paying, what did you say, like 14% interest?
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to get better if your truck gets repossessed?
Yeah, but then also, she bought it, so it's on her credit score.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I know.
That's all right. It's sad that it has to go this way. Even for as much as a reverse racist as I am, even for white women, it is sad to see in real time. Because one day she's going to be 40 and she's going to learn the language weaponized incompetence. And so much will come clear. So much. Gaslighting. Mm-hmm. She's going to learn it all. And whatever the new video platform is, she's going to be on there with a sweater.
Yeah.
Her hair dyed some nice respectable green. All right. Don't worry. You'll come left. And he's going to push you there. I ain't even tripping. Who are you? The Blazy Arnold?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Blazy Arnold.
Also, just for the record, because she has another... I'm glancing at her TikTok right now. She said that she is paying for like 80 months on this car. For her Tahoe, by the time that the Tahoe is paid off, she will have paid $115,000 into it.
I guess they must just make hella money with whatever industries they're in.
Do they, though?
I don't know.
They might not.
Because how else are you making the payments?
Getting approved for shitty loans.
Because that's $3,000, and then, I mean, the paint looks nice in that place, the ceiling fan looks nice, it looks like a decent spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... What are they? They're probably easily paying over $2,000 in rent.
So I don't know, maybe.
So, like, before electric, cable, gas, entertainment, food, they're already dropping about 5 G's a month.
Mm-hmm.
5 G's a month.
Yeah.
Which, times 12, is 60 a year. So, they're spending 60 a year to live somewhere and drive somewhere to make the money to live somewhere.
Yeah.
Then you need food, entertainment.
And I can hear a baby in the background. I hear a small, like a toddler or something down there.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the kid is down low and she's just leaning over the kid doing the video is what I thought.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Oof.
A payment is a whole lot better than a $1,600 truck payment.
No, How? No, it's not. That's not a lot.
It's only $200 difference.
$200 is not a lot in adult world.
Also, $200 is not a lot when you're already paying $3,000 a month on car payments. Would $2,800 really be better? Like,
now remember, $100 is an adult dollar.
Yeah.
Damn it. Whew. All right, last couple seconds. Break it down. Let's hear it. I'm trying to figure out who this person's eyebrows look like.
Hmm.
Somebody else creepy.
Hmm.
All right. And when will she stop smiling? She is so fucking creepy. I am going to have a nightmare where, like, it's kind of like half her, half Pennywise with hooves.
Or maybe we should just let them both go.
It looks like they have at least 3 children, by the way. Because I see a Christmas video and I see 3 kids opening presents.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you they're in Texas. He has gambling debt and works in the oil industry. Guaranteed. Oil industry, gambling debt. That's my bet.
$1,600 truck payment. Or maybe we should just let them both go back because we have the Audi now and don't need either of the car payments.
Wait, there's another vehicle? So there's also car insurance on each of these.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let's just assume there's car insurance on these.
But then there's also offspring.
I don't know
how people are doing it.
I don't know.
I'm gonna keep living a boring life. And y'all are gonna have to just get with it. Holy shit. Let's get the last couple seconds and break it down, Blazy Arnold.
And don't need either of the car payments.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. You just get a very loud tic-tac sound effect.
You do.
That is a viciously loud sound effect. Oh my god, that broke the hell out of the decibels. Yeah, what the fuck?
I know.
Okay. Folks, hopefully someone comments and says if you dig this style of material or not. If no one comments at all, we're going to keep doing it. If someone says, yeah, we like that shit, do it even more hardcore. But if niggas is like, this is fucking horrific, we want to hear you talk about the genocide in Palestine, then, well, hell, you're my employers.
Yes. Also, oh, wait, are we, like, done?
I was.
Because I was just going to add a little bit more. So, of course, because this is how I found it, was through Twitter. A divorce attorney actually made, like, a little thread about it. And this was just interesting to me, because he said, I know this lady seems too stupid to be real, but as a divorce attorney, let me just tell you, the vast majority of people in this country are terrible with money, and I cannot tell you how many times I've had to advise a client that neither they nor their spouse can actually afford to get divorced. The number of times I've called opposing counsel for the first time and asked if their client is open to filing for bankruptcy. These aren't actually poor people, they're just poor money managers. People will say, what do you mean I can't afford to get divorced? We both make six figures. Neither of you can afford your own home on your own. I would say sell it and downsize it, but you have too many mortgages on it and have only paid the interest. You have $90,000 cars, a motorcycle, a country club membership, all of which you paid for on credit, and somehow you've managed to rack up an additional $35,000 of credit card bills on things like vacations. So, yeah, let's see. He's saying that you want to fight for your kids, but the legal bills alone would wipe out any equity you have in anything. Are you sure that you can't work it out? So apparently he's just advising people who want to get divorced not to get divorced because they literally can't afford to leave each other because of situations like this.
That's almost giving you something to bond over.
like,
oh shit, we are gator boots with the pimped out Gucci suits.
Seriously.
What the fuck.
Yeah.
And you know what's so ill is, like, because of my background and my experiences, I'm too scared to do shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's, I was thinking about that too, because, like, I would be terrified to go that far into debt. Like, I'm pissed off about my student loans and I owe, like, $10,000 on those.
You know how mad I am at the Discover card? Like, what the fuck you mean $5,000? Nigga, how about you get 5,000 of these nuts, nigga?
Because I would just assume that, like, if I got approved for some goofy-ass loan like this or a car like this, that I would immediately, like, as soon as I get home, fall down the stairs and break both my legs and not be able to work or something and, like, get fired because that's just how my life would go.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine it, but... yeah, this guy was a divorce attorney, and it was just interesting looking at his threads about this, because he says this happens to, like, a lot of his clients, that they get into these situations, and, yeah.
Stop getting so damn jiggy with it. Less jig.
I don't know. I can't imagine, because then also, like, what happens if one of you gets hurt and can't go to work? Like, I mean, I'm not wishing illness on people, but, like, what if one of you gets cancer, one of your kids gets leukemia or some shit, and you can't go to work? How are you gonna pay all these bills? Because, you know, like, they're living, like, you know, basically hand to mouth with this shit. They have to be. But I knew a couple that used to live like that, where basically they had it, like, broken down to their budget. They were so far in debt that if either one of them missed more than 2 days of work in a month, they would not be able to pay their bills. I could not possibly live like that.
No, yeah, I guess the price we pay for not being that jiggy is a bit more mental freedom.
Yeah, but we're also not, like, tied down by that conspicuous consumption shit.
Conspicuous consumption.
Oh, is when you intentionally, like, buy expensive things so that you can flaunt that you have the expensive thing, but you never, like, directly... Like, you'll never direct, like, with her, she said they have all these cars, but she'll never directly be like, my car is better than yours, but she makes sure that everyone sees her in her Tahoe. Like, that sort of shit.
You know what's ill is I be thinking I be doing that, but clearly I'm fucking not.
You're not.
Because, like, I'd be like, man, I got these lug boots, man. If you were going to see me, chick, man, I got lug boots, baby.
Lug boots. I got steel toes. Yeah, so I don't know. But a lot of people go into debt trying to, what was that, you?
Siri thought I was talking to it.
Oh, Siri. Silly, silly Siri.
Oh, damn, somebody just commented on Patreon. They didn't know about Eddie Ratcliffe's dad.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, they're linking me to something. All right, MJ. All right, MJ is helping me produce tomorrow's episode. Outstanding. I like that, because it's a Patreon subscriber.
Right.
Well, they are a Patreon subscriber. I just called a person it. Excuse me. But they are a Patreon subscriber, so I love when Patreon subscribers give suggestions. It is so less confusing when my boss just tells me what to do. Please, I am a worker. Y'all are paying me to do this job. Thank you, Patreon subscriber MJ. I will be looking into that, and you know that I'm gonna do what the nerds call deep dive in it. Do we have any more on these fools? Should we just fucking...
On this person in particular?
Yeah.
They have a lot of TikTok videos about this.
Do you want to revisit them?
Yeah, I could do that.
All right, and then I'm gonna grab some material Phoenix Kaliter put up and republish it.
Republish it.
I have rights.
Uh-huh.
Rights.
Okay.
And we got to schedule a H&R Block appointment.
We do. Ugh.
Yep. Go ahead and give them all the money. Because we don't need it.
No.
I got to get that Tahoe, son. Yeah, Tahoes. Now I'm going to listen to some Lil Wayne. Dip with the cop Tahoes. All right, I think, that'll be that. This'll be this, and, I think the eclipse is something I missed.